कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत यथा श्री सदिगौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय नंदोत प्रणाम्स टू द लोटस फीट फॉर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स इत्लाई शिवन भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड इत्लाई शिवन भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव to our entire Rupanakari Guruvarga, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, to our Gajans. So in the order of the Vaishnavas, try speaking a few words on Vrishabhanu Kaur, which is Vrishabhanu Kund, in Barsana. So we hear that Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he and Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu, Subhanu, they were four brothers. So it is said that Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he states in his Padyavali, in his Pravandavali, that Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi, they always desired to have a daughter. They had a son, but they didn't have a daughter. So therefore, they performed some austerities in the forest. And this way, when they were performing austerities in the forest, it is said that they received an order to worship Katayani Devi. It is said. Srila Vaman Maharaj, he states this in his Pravandavali on Radharani's appearance. So then Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi, they worshipped Katayani Devi. So then by the blessings of Katayani Devi, it is said they were blessed with Srimati Radhika as their daughter. It is said they worshipped Katayani Devi with... in therein he says actually that he even mentions something about the Viraja River, that Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi, they were instructed by Saraswati Devi actually to worship Katayani Devi. And this way they worshipped Katayani Devi and they were blessed with Srimati Radhika as their daughter. So herein we see that Srimati Radhika, according to the different kalpas, she is born in different ways. In one kalpa, she is born directly from the womb of Kirtida Devi. And in one kalpa, she is seen floating on a golden lotus. So, we hear that Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he also prayed to the sun god, because he himself is actually the incarnation of the sun, it is said in one way. So therefore, it is said then that Srimati Radhika was born to him as his daughter. So, the Vaishnavas have spoken about this history many times. Well, they have quoted this history from Srila Rupa Goswami's Vidagdha Madhav or Lalit Madhav. Therein, Rupa Goswami says how when as soon as Krishna was born, Kansa, he ordered Putana to kill all the babies in and around Gokul and all these places. So then we hear that Putana, she was killing all the babies she could find. But it is important to know that these babies were actually the babies of demons. They were not really babies. They were like little demons there. So Putana was actually doing a benefit to society by killing all of them. So therefore, in this way, while she was killing all these babies, then in history previous to this, we hear that Himalaya was blessed with a daughter. That daughter was who? Parvati Devi, Uma. So he was blessed with Uma Devi, Parvati Devi as a daughter. And he had Lord Shiva as her husband. So he had a very glorious son-in-law as well. So Vindhyachal, he was thinking, oh, if I could also have a daughter and a very qualified husband, that would be so nice. So then, by the blessings of his guru, he was blessed with 9 daughters. He was blessed with 9 daughters. And then when he was blessed with 9 daughters, it is said that he became so happy. that he started growing in size. So much so that he covered the entire sun by his shadow. So then the entire world was plunged into darkness. Because light, life comes from the sun, the rays of the sun. So this way, everyone, they pleaded to his guru, Agastya Rishi, that, oh Gurudev, please, anyhow, convince your disciple that he should not assume such a large form. So then it is said that Vindhyachal, when he went to offer Dandavat Pranams to his guru, Agastya Rishi, then Agastya Rishi said, stay as you are. And therefore, he remained as he were, as he was, offering obeisances, prostrated obeisances to his guru. Therefore, to this day, you see the Western Ghats, the Aravali range, which runs all the way from South to North India. Himalayas is like only situated in North India. And Mount Everest is like situated 8,000 meters above sea level. But the Western Ghats, if you see, it goes all the way down, all the way from North to South. They say in this form, to this day, Vindhyachal is lying down. So then, Putana, when she came across his daughters, she was so attracted by their effulgence, by their beauty, that she decided not to kill them. She thought, oh, if Kansa were to have any sons, I'll give them marriage to his children. So she kept them in her bag and she left. So then, we hear that Vindhyachal was very worried now, because he could not do anything now. So then he prayed to his guru that, oh, please, anyhow, save my daughters. Because we hear that a father's love and affection is more for his daughter than his son. Mother likes the son more, but a father likes the daughter more. So this way, he had so much love and affection for his daughters. So this way, when Agastya Rishi heard the prayers of his devotee, he chanted many Rakshakavach mantras. And then by the effect of these mantras, he was a mantra Drishta Rishi, Agastya Rishi. Whatever mantras he chanted, he gets Siddhi immediately. So Putana, immediately she started falling asleep. And then every baby gently fell from her bag on a lotus in different places. Like Lalita Devi, she gently fell on a lotus in a pond in Kerala. Vishakha Devi, she fell gently on a pond in Kamai. And then Sudevi and Rangadevi, they were found in Sunera. Chitra Devi in Chikshauli. And then in this way, Induleka Devi in Umrao Gau. So in this way, Tungavidya in Umrao Gau. And this way, all of them, they are found in different villages. So that time, when Vrishabhanu Maharaj went to perform his worship to the sun god, then he saw a golden lotus, which had 1,000 petals. This lotus was seen gently floating in this pond. So then he thought, what is this? Caught his attention, the effulgence of this lotus. And immediately there he saw there was one baby there sucking her toe. So Srimati Radhika herself, she was found sucking her toe there. So immediately when he saw this girl, he realized, oh, he's blessed with a daughter. And immediately he took her away from the pond. And then hiding her from the eyes of anyone else, he went inside his house. And there he informed his wife, Ketida, that oh, now we are blessed with a daughter. We have a son already, but now we have a daughter. So therefore, according to one kalpa, Srimati Radhika, she was seen floating on a golden lotus in that pond in Vrishabhanupan. But another kalpa, it is also said that she was seen floating on a golden lotus on the waters of the Yamuna in Raval. In one kalpa, she is born in Raval also, she appeared there. So here we see that Vrishabhanu Maharaj, as soon as he had Srimati Radhika as his daughter, then we hear that every day there would be a festival there in Barsana. Especially after he revealed to everyone that he had a daughter. So here it is also important to know that why did Krishna, why did he suck Putana's life out through her breast? Why? Because Putana had previously carried Srimati Radhika in her bag. So in one way, Putana had the touch of Srimati Radhika. So she was very pure always in one way. Although Putana means, Put means pure, and Na means no. Although it means she is very impure, And puta can also mean a son or a daughter. And na means one who doesn't have a son or a daughter. No, so therefore in that way, but still, because she was touched by Srimati Radhika, not even directly, indirectly, therefore Krishna, he sucked her life out and he delivered her and gave her this Dhatri Gati, the position of a nursemaid in Golok. So therefore, this Vrishabhanu Kaur is the Avirbhav Stali of Srimati Radhika. And just by going to that place and by offering pranams there, then gradually Gurudev would say that if one is sincere in his heart, then this pastime itself will manifest in one's heart. And Srimati Radhika herself will appear in one's heart. But how will she appear? She will not appear alone. She will appear along with Krishna and all their associates. But in whose heart? Not just in any heart that is polluted by the anarthas, but in the heart of a pure devotee. In that heart they will appear. So therefore, when we go to this place, Vrishabhanu Kaur, we must always pray that just as Srimati Radhika appeared to Vrishabhanu Maharaj as his daughter, she will also appear in our hearts. And that we can also serve her. No, Gurudev says, ultimately we must look at Srimati Radhika as a sister, he said. He told one of the GBC members. And he asked one of the GBC members, what is your relationship with Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya? And then someone said, oh, Nanda Baba is my father-in-law. Like this, they gave many answers. And who is Srimati Radhika? Then they said, oh, Srimati Radhika is my sister-in-law. They said many things, confusing answers. And Gurudev said, don't have any confusion, he said. Just look at her as though she is your elder sister, he said. That way you always serve her. So therefore, when we go to this place, especially in Barsana, we see that Brahma himself has assumed four heads. His four heads of himself, through his four heads, he's serving Srimati Radhika. And we hear that, although the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj is on top of the Brahma Parvat, we hear actually that Srimati Radhika's house is somewhere in the middle. Not even at the base or at the top. Because the top is called Vilaskarn. There's Vilaskarn, Mangarn, and all these places. The top, the place where the palace is presently situated, the Sriji temple, that is Vilaskarn. So that was the place where Srimati Radhika would engage in many pastimes with all her sakis and Krishna. That was not exactly her house actually. Her house is somewhere in the middle or even at down. No, it is said even Nanda Bhavan is not exactly on top of Nandishwar Parvat in Nandagaon. Actually, Krishna should stay beneath. He should stay at the base. Gurudev said this. And then this way, therefore we pray that through this pastime, Srimati Radhika herself will engage us in her service in the near future. In one life or the other. Manchago Vadaru Mishra Gupasa Neva Chavitana Bhagavad Gita Shri Vyavana.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Sri Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pahaj, Shishimad Bhakti Vinod, Narayan Goswami Sri Guru Maharaj, Tarupanuga Guru Varga, and all Sangat Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today, Vaishnavas asked the question, what is the importance or the glory of Vrishabhanupur, and which one is more glorious, Radhakund or Vrishabhanupur? I don't know anything. Whatever Vaishnav asks, then okay, I'm not afraid to say anything because I know they'll correct me. But as I've heard, this is like Siddhanta. As far as we're talking about the highest place, There's no doubt, highest place is Radha Kund. That has already been established. Arupa Goswami himself has mentioned this. But of course, there has to be some speciality when we talk about Vrishabhanupur. And this is not something like when we talk about like the Dham and like the holy places, especially for conditioned jivas, for us, we don't even have that vision of what is the real glory of this Dham. And so even to speak about, this is higher than this, sometimes it would even just result to offenses. So for one, we cannot even compare, we're not in that position to try to compare. But of course, when something is considered like highest, like when Arupa Goswami is telling about, of all the places, the highest is Radha Kund, then we should be able to appreciate that he's referring to this place, to be in this place, this is that place where the highest manifestation of prem between Radha and Krishna is manifest and is always there. And this is that place where the servants of Sri Radha and Krishna can be engaged in that service to that highest time of these exchanges of love between Radha and Krishna. So when we talk about Vrishabhanupur, we know this is the pastime place of Srimati Radharani's childhood. This is her appearance place. And of course, this is very special. When later on, Srimati Radharani was married to Krishna, then this place becomes like a place of remembrance for all these loving meetings between Radha and Krishna before Radha was married. So during Julan Yatra, for example, we know that there's all this festival that during the Julan season, swing time, all the married ladies, then they return to their homes. And we know that time Srimati Gurudev would always tell this pastime, that at that time Radharani was in Jabat, and he's been waiting for his brother to pick her up, to return to Varsana. But then he's not come yet, so Radharani is crying. Anyhow, when we talk about Julan, for example, Julan Yatra, then we're remembering there's all these Julan Leelas happening in Varsana. And that was happening during the time when Radha and Krishna were meeting in these places before the marriage time. Later on, during when Radharani was married and now in Javad, then Radharani returns to Vrishabhanupur in Varsana, then again meeting with Krishna, remembering, again, this time has come back. Or otherwise, of course, Julan cannot be just limited to only to that pastime. Even while Radharani was married, and we know in the eternal time, Radharani is in that position already because of for Parakya Ras, in the eternal time, he's always in that position, she's married to Abhimanyu. And so then there's also Julan Leela, for sure. But here we talk about, when we talk of Vrishabhanupur, that is that time when Srimati Radharani, say that place, for example, Gurudev would say, this place, Bilasgar. He said this place was that one of the time Krishna was able to kiss Srimati Radharani for the first time. It's like Krishna arranged a dust storm. They were just young, very young babies. That time Radharani not married. Krishna was just starting his calf herding. He was not herding cows. So they were very young. And so then there was this dust storm. Krishna arranged a dust storm. And therefore, Radharani closed his eyes. And therefore, Krishna kissed Radharani like this. This very sweet lila of like childhood, Radha and Krishna. Like very innocent, but full of love, like this. Our Lord Brahma, he wanted to witness all these pastimes as well. And so then he prayed that, oh, let me be a mountain. And so on my body, like taking like the inspiration, like Giriraj. Giriraj, of course, like very high place. And on this place, then Giriraj becomes a witness, especially in the highest place, Radhakund, his witness. So Lord Brahma, he wanted also, I want to also become like this. On my body itself, my body becomes directly engaged in the service of all these like nice meeting pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. And so then this was permitted. And in one form, he remained like a mountain. And he has four heads, and therefore there's these four top parts of this mountain. There's Vilasgar, Dangar, Mangar, and the Srikunj. So this is actually Lord Brahma himself. And in this way, he's able to witness, and his desire is fulfilled like this. So this is one like speciality of that place. Our Adiguru himself has manifested his special form to serve. And so when we visit this place, then we are remembering, oh, Lord Brahma himself has given his whole life to be able to serve us. May also he bless us that our whole, like this whole body, everything only be engaged in the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. This Vrishabhanukur, this is everyday Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he would take bath in here. And of course, this is the appearance, one the place where Radharani, he appeared in the lotus. That's one of the, there are many different variated pastimes of how Srimati Radharani appeared. So one is, this is her appearance place. So therefore, this is very glorious to think of the appearance place. If not for that place, then how, you know, like, Radharani appeared in this place. His father would come to bathe there. Before he do any puja or anything, any activities, he would go there. And so it's a place where his father himself would go for purification and be qualified to do anything, of any devotional activities. And so we can come to this place in that kind of mood, that knowing, like, we can pray that, oh, through you, Srimati Radharani has appeared. And therefore we can pray, you bless us that in our heart, right now, Radharani has not even appeared. Like, when you say appear, that means really we can see and we have that relation. It's so easy to be related to anything in this world, and already for many lifetimes we're bound like that. No, really, even some mamata for Srimati Radharani. So we can pray, actually, this place, Srimati Radharani has appeared. And so this place has that potency to also make us, bless us that Srimati Radharani in our life, she can appear. And she can make us qualified. Like Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he became very qualified. He became the father of Srimati Radharani. We can also, by her blessings, by this Kund's blessings, we can be qualified to be maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Not only Srimati Radharani would appear to us, but we become servants of Srimati Radharani and qualified to serve like this. Other than that, I have nothing to say. I don't know.
ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौरभक्तविन्द हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I offer my sastanganda pranams thousands of times the lotus feet of Sri Paramaradhadham Guru Pada Padma Vishnu Pada Stotra Shishimad Bhakti Vairanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my sastanganda pranams thousands of times the lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my sastanganda pranams unto all the Sambhur Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, we are now nearing the end of our Sri Katyani Vratan. Under the guidance of Hari Guru Vaishnava, we are performing this Vrat for 1 month. And the Vaishnavas, they are now churning the ocean of Radha and Krishna's pastimes and the tattva. A question has been arisen that Radha Kund has been stated as the highest place. But what speciality is there in Vrishabhanu Kund in comparison to Radha Kund? Then, so this topic is being delineated upon. So like we know that, yes, indeed Rupa Goswami has said that Radha Kund is the highest place. It is that, said that just like Radhika is dear to Krishna, her kund is also as dear to him. And there's no doubt about this, that Radha Kund, Shama Kund, situated there, Giriraj Govardhan, are extremely exalted. Gurudev has given so much vichara and tattva regarding this. How Radharani is Madanakya Mahabhava is always gloriously present there in Radha Kund. No vipakshiya gopis or any elements are allowed to enter there. Madhyan Lila takes place there, which is twice as long as any other time, exception for the Ratri Lila. And everything is extremely favorable there in Sri Radha Kund. Only the Radhani Swapaksha gopis, they have entrance there, her manjaris. And this way, it is so conducive for her pastimes. And that Giriraj Govardhan is manifest directly out of Srimati Radhika's heart, own heart. And Radha Kund and Shama Kund are like the two eyes of Giriraj Govardhan. So no doubt we know the glories of Sri Radha Kund, Shama Kund. But we have not so much heard or discussed about the glories of Vrishabhanu Kund. This is more of a mystery. But if we look, go into the deep into the heart of our Guru Varga, then there some beautiful realizations sure to be found on this subject matter. For instance, to just give us a glimpse, we can begin to understand something about the glory of this Vrishabhanu Kund. We can see how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has said that actually Nandishwar Parvat is more glorious than Giriraj. And Nandishwar Parvat is the place where Nanda Bhavan is, that is Nandagaon. And if Nandishwar Parvat is more glorious than Giriraj Govardhan, Radha Kund and Shama Kund are situated there in Giriraj Govardhan. So that means also by default Nandishwar Parvat is more glorious than Radha Kund and Shama Kund. He stated in his Nandishwar Parvat Ashtak there that this is more, his glories even exceed. Because Krishna, he is performing all his pastimes there continuously, and so much affection is being shared there in Nandagaon. So this in Vrishabhanu Pur, in Vrishabhanu, in Vrishabhanu, every morning, if you go to Vrishabhanu Kund, there is a Yogamaya temple there at the bank of that Vrishabhanu Kund. As just as we're hearing that Vrishabhanu Maharaj, they had worshipped this Katyani Devi to receive a daughter. So it is said that Vrishabhanu Dhadi Nava Shashi Leke Lalita Sakhiguna Ramita Vishake. The Vrishabhanu Maharaj's love for Radhika is like an endless ocean, has no borders, it has no depth, no bottom, no boundary. And every day Vrishabhanu Maharaj is meditating and thinking, praying for this daughter of Vrishabhanu, of Radhika. And he's taking bath in that pond. So that pond is now the embodiment of Vrishabhanu Maharaj's love. And day after day he's meditating and he's praying. And this is like a seed. This is like which is now growing and is going to manifest. And We heard so many different kalpas, different ways Radhika is manifest. In this kalpa, Radhika manifests in Raval. But in other kalpas, they are on a golden lotus with 1,008 petals. Radhika is manifest there in that Bishop Bhanu Kund. So there, she was born out of that ocean of love of Sri Bishop Bhanu Maharaj. So there, and then from that, it is from the seed that the tree is produced and all the fruits are produced. Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav, all her moods, all the gopis, they're all manifestations of Radhika. But where is Radhika has come from? She's come born out of the love and affection of Bishop Bhanu Maharaj. And that is where, and that love and affection developed where? There at that place, Bishop Bhanu Kund. Because he was day, every day, every morning he's taking bath there. And therefore that Kund is the embodiment of his prem for Radhika. And Radhika is born out of that prem. It said the father's qualities, they all enter into the daughter, and the mother's qualities, they enter into the son. So therefore all of Bishop Bhanu Maharaj's love is manifest in the fruit and the endeavor of his love is now manifest in the form of this Srimati Radhika. And now Srimati Radhika, she is her love and everything is now, she is spreading and distributing that too. She is worshipping Krishna and manifesting everything in Braj Mandal for the service of Sri Krishna. Therefore, obviously any of our Guru Varga, they pray that Bishop Bhanupure Janama Loyevo Javati Vivaha. I'll take birth in Bishop Bhanupur. But as a sadak, you can find there are no bhajan kutis there in Bishop Bhanupur. They all have bhajan kutis in Radhakund, Shamakund, Giriraj Govardhan, even Nanda Bhava, Nanda Gaon, they have there. But any bhajan kutir can be found in Varshana. This place is so sacred, it is so holy. It is reserved for Srimati Radhika and her sakis. And therefore, even from the point of Ras Vichar, we can see that in the end of the day, you may go so many places, but at the end of the day, you want to go home. Bishop, when Radhika is in Yavat, and the time for Julan Yatra comes, and Sridham is a little bit late, then she's crying and weeping. So why you were so late? Why you were so late? And then she goes back to Bishop Bhanupur. She's always thinking about that place. And that is her home. This is from the point of Rasa Vichara. And therefore, that is her sacred and reserved place. This Bishop Bhanupur, this Bishop Bhanukund, everything. Therefore, our Guru Varga, they keep this place on their heads and with so much reverence and for this place, and they're so much worshipful. So then indeed there must be some hidden, some special glories and some special mahatya about this place. And we're hoping that the Vaishnavas, they'll be able to explain and reveal these things through their Harikatha, through their realizations. So just praying in this way to Guru Parva and the Vaishnavas that something of this topic may enter into my heart. And here, Vancha Kalpatru Vyastakipasindabhya Vajavitanapabhya Vaishnavibhya Namana.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhu Vaishnavebhu Namo Namaha Namaha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattise Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jaite Vighna Nash Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Swarupatam Krishna Priya Varyasi Prima Bhakti Pradidevi Radhiketang Namamyam Radhi Brinda Vanadhisi Karunam Ritavahini Kripaya Nijapadabja Daishang Mayam Pradiyatam Bandi Nanda Brajistrinam Padar Namabhiksnasa Jasang Hari Kitukathodgitam punati bhuvanatrayam jaya sri krishna chaitanya dayal prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar sivasadi sri gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karne Singhadev ki jai, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarvavishtaprata Giriraj Govardhan Jiv ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai, Brajmandal Dham ki jai, Brajvasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Brajeshwari Madheshwari Praneshwari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Brajdevi Gan ki jai, Jai Kaityani Vrata ki jai, Jai Bhagavati Purnamasi Devi ki jai, Jai Kaityani Vratavarnakari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samabhit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Now is this Margashirsha Kaityani Vrata is running, but Sun calendar is end, this end already 14 December. Now Moon calendar then is running until 19 full moon. That day will be end. But this Kaityani Vrata's all specialties and glories very hidden. All secret and they are doing very special Vrata and special followers. Not like is ordinary people like following this Ekadasi, sun, moon and this and that, other Vrata. No, like this. This is very special. How understanding? Then this is glorify this Vishwanupur Adiguru Brahma, our Sampradaya Acharya Guru. He is he is also appears top of lotus, you know. He is also top of lotus, he appears. But he is long time waiting and looking up and down, thinking I am alone, nothing is here, what can I do, where from I come, why I am here inside this water, inside my lotus on top of. I have no sleeping for bed, no eating for food, no, I have no friends and relatives and family, nothing. What, who am I, what am I doing? But that time he is thinking, hopeless. At the time, he is hearing one sound, Omkar, Pranab. Then he is hearing, and then his silence, sound, very peaceful, very powerful, he is chanting this Omkar and his long time he is doing tapasya, samadhis. Then Lord Sri Hari came and then giving advice. Also, time to time helping, all time also giving him Chatushruti Bhagavatam, Chatushruti Bhagavad Gita, many advice giving, Ved, Vedanta, Puran, Upanishad, all time. Before Vyasadeva, Brahma's near is, everything is, Lord Sri Hari, everything is giving him. But he is following everything, but he is not happy. Like Vyasadeva is writing everything, not happy. Like Brahma, everything with his, also creation starting, he is doing yajna, he is near Bhrigu, Marichi, Atri, Pula, Purastha, many Rishi, Maharshi, all are present, but he is never happy. Then he is thinking, what can I do? But not possible, he is asking this Narad, why his son, he has all time proud, I am my son, I am Guru, I am Acharya. So senior authority, elder, there is thing, I have knowledge and conception, my everything is right and I am all right. But You are thinking all right, but you are not happy. Why? You have no realization, no knowledge, no advisor, no helper. So then he is, anyhow, he came this Brajamandal, Krishna Lila time, he is doing some wrong things also. Why? No guidance, no guardian, no asking anybody. Is right here, no, what I am doing here, no. But independent doing, and after is big punishment come. So the independence gives for problems. But Guru Acharya, their teachings for us. Don't will be like his independent. Anything, first discussing and after. But he sometime, Bhriguva, Marichi, Narada, everybody is meeting. Sanak, Sanatan, Sanatan was meeting and then something doing. But sometime doing independent also. But after he is hearing and realizing, oh, Shiv Thakur is gone, is Vrindavan. And then Shiv Thakur, he is also doing many austerity, many kirtan, many harikatha, many things, but he is also not feeling his will. No realization come. Therefore, he is gone, is Vrindavan, Vrajadham, then also Purnavasi Bhagavati Yogamaya Maharshi with his, he is getting his Swarup Siddhi. Now, he is following this Shiv Thakur. Okay, I am also going Vrajadham. I am also following this Purnamasi Bhagavati. She is a spiritual guide and she, her help is necessary. She is giving mantra in all Vrajadevis, Gopi, Rishi Maharshis. He is not looking at Gopi. He is looking all are Rishi Maharshi, Tapasvi, Brahmasvi, Rajasvi. There is getting his Swarup Siddhi. Oh, I am also going. Then he is came is looking, he has come Bhishmanapur and he is then saying, okay, I am also doing tapasya. His forehead on top of making nice jungle garden and nice kunda, everything, and there is his taking achaman and all Rishi Maharshi, everybody is near praying and then he is doing tapasya. But nothing he has. Before also he is on top of lotus, he cannot understanding. Now also not understanding. Then he is thinking, Shiv Thakur praying for Yogamaya, I am also praying. Then he is in Vishwanapur, he is starting this vrata, tapasya, Yogamaya Devi is for. She is came and she is telling, okay, now you are born lot of lotus, then Bhagavati Kaitani, this Margarshisya, 1 month he is chanting this mantra and Yogamaya Purnamasi Bhagavati Vrinda giving mantra. Therefore he is our Sampradaya Adi Guru, Acharya. He is chanting this mantra. After mantra, he is getting darshan. In Vishwanukhor, there is, he is arranging, calling all holy tirtha, holy river. After he, gradually his heart is melting and tears with his, full of this kunda, like Bindu Sarovar, Shiv Thakur, eyes to dropping this tears and Bindu Sarovar. Like this, Vishwanukhor, Vishwanukhor, here is all tirtha is came and also lotus, 1,000 petals lotus, more than 1,000. And looking, Srimati Radharani giving darshan. Therefore called this Barsana, Barsana, Sanu, down his bone is come. Not on top head, he is doing tapasya down and then Radharani's mercy came and she is giving darshan. Here, Vrajadevi is for giving darshan, Krishna, after Kaityani Vrata, also Srimati Radharani came. But here, specially, Brahma is for Srimati Radharani giving darshan. And darshan after, she is, disappears. So this Vrata, fruit is came, and therefore he is forever staying in Varsana Vishwanupur. And Vishwanu, Nandini, Srimati Radharani is his following footstep. After what happened? After Vishwanu Maharaj, his all brothers with his, this holy place, he came. Nanda Baba Nandishwar Parvat came, and he came here. Nanda Baba sometimes Gokul Mahavan, then he is sometimes Rawal. Nanda Baba sometimes Chatikara, then he is that time nearby Ral. And he is Nanda Baba gone back is Nanda Bhavan, Nandishwar Parvat, then he is gone Vishwanupur. So Vishwanu Maharaj also, he is worshipping sun god. And he is all time doing austerity and tapasya. Why his name is Vishvanu, Subhanu, Vrithbhanu, Bhanu. Meaning brothers are this, this all worshipping all time, this sun. And they praying this only for Srimati Radharani's mercies for and service for. Now this Vishwanu Kundo nearby Jogumaya Devi ashram, they are going, they are doing tapasya. And also this Kundo, and this Kundo has, they know this is Brahma's tears and also all holy tirtha, all present. Then he, there is his bathing and they are doing achaman, and after this water Kundo doing parikrama and Jogmaya Devi ashram, Purnamasi ashram, doing tapasya. And after one day, this Vrishvanupur looking, oh light. He is going every day Brahma Murta, 3 o'clock. Looking, today is, this light is very powerful light, but very smooth and cool. And also looking, the lotus is like his golds, not a good smell, and all trees, fruits, flowers, and all looking, many animals like deers, parrot, cuckoo, all are is thousand, thousand, million they are came. They are own choicefully, they own places collecting. And also hill station has many caves. All are own, like, who are they? Many, many demigods, goddess. Many others, they came. Why? Radharani is Krishna coming before, or Krishna by order is came all. Also, Radharani appears before all hill station and all area, like is complete change. Vrishvanu Maharaj looking, something happened. Then Bhagavati saying, now soon you getting darshan and getting your service forever. Now Vishwanu Maharaj, this Kundo, bank of Kundo, is looking. This top of lotus, Srimati Radharani appears. But not alone. Sahasra Dala Kamala. Any thousand, thousand petals, everywhere looking Radharani, many sokhis, manjaris, all are commonly there is appears and giving darshan Vishwanu Maharaj. After looking, nothing, only top of lotus, only small one baby, very small. Like telling this Mathura in jail, before his Krishna, Narayan appears, like Krishna appears like Narayan Murti with his. After some time, he hiding everything and he is like one small baby. Swarupiti is giving darshan. Similar, Srimati Radharani mercifully, darshan after, now she is making baby, and then Vrishvanu Maharaj forget all.
And he's gone swimming and gone lotus to taking this Srimati Radharani and come and giving Kirtika Devi. Therefore, not telling Kirtika Nandini, all time telling Vishwabhanu Nandini. Some places Kirtika Nandini telling, but mostly all Vishwabhanu Nandini, Vishwanupur, and Varsana, and Srimati Radharani's Aradhana, which is she appears. Before Brahma this getting this darshan. So this Kaitanya Vrata's time, two types of Vrata. One side is, this mantra inside is telling Kaitanya Mahamaya, but she removing all Maya, anartha, attachment, all prarabdha, all gunamaya, all our this position, everything she is cleaning, otherwise everybody not cleaning. Super is blooming and cleaning and toilet and sivar, everything. So all are has lot of anartha, more than these toilets, more dirty, anartha. But I am not praying, nobody cleaning. I am cleaning myself, impossible. Therefore this Kaitanya Mahamaya, she is purifying and like washing, cleaning, dressing and giving this on authorities near. Then clean mind, fresh and good talents, then they are worshipping, following this Bhagavati Purnamasi Yogmaya Guru. She is Brajamandal, not only everywhere, everybody's helper. She is not only Shiv Thakur helper, not only Brahma's helper, she is helping everybody's. Now Bhagavati, she is helping and mercifully giving this affection and service for tendency, Swarup Siddhi. After Swarup Siddhi, real service for giving all adhikar and greed. No greed, like one day, one person doing something, festival, working some very hard. After no greed, next Elas and Kailas, hiding, nothing doing. Like now, Vrata following, after Vrata finish, then morning time, nobody coming, Kirtan, nobody coming, Arati, nobody coming, Harikatha, nothing more. Why? Now Vrata finish, end of this Vrata. After I am free from everything, now I am who? I am Hitler. I am not ordinary, I am getting more power. I am now Kansa, Ravan. Otherwise, Hiranyakashipu. I am doing lot of tapasya. But the Bhagavati Yogmaya, removing all not the false ego and all desire, giving good brain and good energy and greed. Oh, continue service for desire. And after this desire, Vrishwan Maharaj, he is take care Srimati Radharani, but continue. He is near and close to all serving, all arranging, everything. So this Vrata telling Mahajogini Adhishwari, then Nandagopa Sutang Devi. Not only Nandagopa Suta. Nandagopa Suta Patimme, not telling. Nandagopa Sutang Devi, Kaityani Mahamaya Mahajogini Adhishwari Nandagopa Sutang Devi Patimme Kurte Namo. But Nandagopa Sutang Devi kyun? Who I telling? Nandagopa Suta Patimme Kurte Namo? You like Nandagopa Suta, he will be your husband, your beloved lover, then no need addressing Devi. Try to understand this. Nandagopa Suta Patimme Kurte Namo? No, not telling like this. Telling Nandagopa Sutam, Devi, then Patimme Kurte Namo. Why bring Devi? Devi will be husband. Ladies with his get married like this. Krishna Nandagopa Suta. But why telling Devi? These things for you chanting any mantra, no understanding mantra's meanings, and then no taste coming, no realization coming. Chakravarti Thakur come Gayatri chanting, but he cannot understand. He got Radha Kunda. He said, jumping, fasting and living body. So this mantra chanting time, thinking all time, there is direct not telling Nandagopa Sutta, Pati Me Kurte Nama. Telling Nandagopa Sutam Devi. Meanings, Nandagopa Sutta, after Devi, this Devi, Dottamana, when he continues serving and beloved and love her, her lover with this, I want to get relation, meanings, under guidance of her, I am want to took shelter and serving this Nandanandan Krishna, not direct. Without Srimati Radharani mercy, not possible. So this mantra, specially, how can I am took shelter in Radharani is near? Then is Krishna very easy to meeting. Otherwise, Krishna meeting, Krishna giving something and hiding and running. Never coming back, not forever. He not accepting anybody. Radhika Dasi Jodi Hoy Abhiman, Sigra Mile Tab Gokulokan. Without Radharani is Dasi, then Krishna not accepting anybody. Not possible. Therefore, the mantra inside is telling, oh, Katyani Mahamaya Mahajagani Adhishwari, Nandagopa Sutta Pati Me Kurute Namo. No. Nandagopa Sutang Devi. Then Pati Me Kurute Namo. So this is chanting mantra. Oh, Adiguru Brahma, he is our Sampradaya Acharya and Guru. This Vishwanu Khor, Vishwanu Kunda, Bangkok. There is first she is giving darshan of Brahma, and after Vishwanu Maharaj, all Naradishi, all Rishi Maharshi, Tapasya, Brahmarshi, all are is going there and they are doing tapasya. But without Bhagavati's mercy, nobody getting siddhi. She is Adi Guru. She is her mercy with this. Shiv Thakur getting Swarup, Gopeshwar also is getting taking shelter and after is getting Swarup Siddhi also Seva Adhikar. So this month now is continue running only more 2 days. And after Marks is going, then coming this other post mass. This next month is more strange. Mahalakshmi, she is telling, all time I'm working, and only Jagannath is arresting and tying me. After marriage, no giving 1 day vacation, no holiday. No, myself is rest. All time is stealing day and night, cooking, and distributing, and he's doing business. And make me servant slave. Now, father near crying, then father is came and taking, okay, I am taking my daughter. I'm not giving in you. Every day hard work, 550 fire feet, and there is alone cooking. She is wood arranging, water arranging, vegetable arranging, rice arranging, everything cooking, sweet cooking. Jagannath is very greedy, they are not eating only. He has no teeth and gum. He has no hand and legs. He is only eyes, two eyes, big eyes. Why he is eating with the eyes? Also, he is not eating his front top. He is eating very far, you put it, keeping his eyes with his everything, collecting and eating. So my daughter is very skinny and very thin. I am taking back. Then Varundev taking daughter. Now Jagannath and Jagannath brother Baladev, both are his 1 month, no food stuff, no nothing, early morning waking, and Mangalarati very early, and eating only khichdi. Why Jashoda Mata old? She is only cooking khichdi. Say no, not possible everything, only khichdi cooking and giving. Krishna Baladev only eating khichdi and going Gocharan, all quickly coming back and resting. But Lakshmi Devi, 1 month after coming back, then big festival after starting. So many lila, this Brajamandal. Now all Brajavasi are Jagannath for making laddu and bringing buttermilk, this and that giving. Jagannath is little bit eating and resting, but he is very sad. So telling this, Kaitanya Vrata, this very special and very hidden. Now Maharaj is explaining, all are explaining this Vrata's time. All you asking anything very easily giving you, but no need asking. Only this mantra near is praying, then is getting this greed forever. This is necessary. Otherwise I am lost everything, my greed. Then I am hopeless, then not doing anything. Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing and Bhaktivinoda Thakur explaining Bhajane Usaha Bhaktite Vishwas Premalabhe Dharja Dhan. This telling Usaha Nishchat Dharjat Tattat Karma Pravartanat Sangatyaga Satavritte Salvir Bhakti Prasiddhati. So this Utsaha. No, anybody has Utsaha, no hope, then the people is dead. They already die. They have nothing. Like sometimes people chanting, sometimes doing seva, and then say, looking, oh, nobody has love for me, nobody like me, nobody respecting me, nobody talking with me, my followers. Then they think this is nothing, useless, running. Rupa Goswami said, no. Bhajane Utsaha, Bhaktite Vishwas, Premalabhe Dharja Dhan. Asasanga Tag, necessary. So everything is very, will be well and will be favorable. Therefore, only more 2 days, Vrata following. But Rupa Goswami Thakur saying, this mantra, you every day chanting, every moment chanting, don't forget. Mostly he say, Prabhupada is Gaudiya Patrika's article you're reading, then there is his writing. My sannyasis are mostly chanting this Bija mantra. And this Kaityayana Devi is near his praying. Then they are all time free from, all time above of Maya. No more Maya coming and catching and touching, and then not pulling and not throwing in jail and hell. Otherwise, no protection. Who is helping? The 2 days here, now tomorrow, next hearing. Go Premanande.